Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And before we get to our Tampa Bay train wreck, Stephanie and Ocala, you've got something really cool happening this weekend. What is that?
My husband and I are going up to a waterfall to do maternity photos.
Oh, my gosh, by a waterfall.
Oh.
Wait, where's a waterfall?
Oh, no, my parents got a cabin up in Georgia, so we're driving up that way.
Oh, dang! Oh, I was like, I'm sorry, where's the water falling from in Florida? Like, are you in a cave? Okay, that's awesome. That is so cool. How far along are you?
35 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. It's going to look beautiful. And the fall leaves in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you couldn't have planned this out better. I mean, really. Like, you're
going to
display those all around the house. And then when your kid comes later and be like, we trekked all the way to Georgia.
For you.
You were in there and it was hot.
I'm just excited for the weather. It's like in the 50s up there right now.
Oh, I love it.
Man, I'm so jealous of my friends that I see that have on, like, hoodies
sweaters.
And sweatshirts up north.
Get them.
And I'm like, it wasn't humid when I left home this morning.
Yes, it was.
So we got that.
And I wore my fall winter boots and I sweated all day when I wore them the other day. Warm anyway, though.
But you're going to get to experience it, Stephanie. We'll have so much fun. Well, let's try to get you some Miguel and Holly swag. Holly, what's our Tampa Bay train wreck?
This man in Lake City wanted to take his vehicle and trade it in for a new one at a dealership. And so he brought it in. They're like, okay, cool. Let's go through this whole process. And when they were, looking at the car to see what value the trade-in would be, they realized it was stolen.
Mm.
But the kicker is, where was this car stolen from? Because they can tell where it comes from and, like, who might have owned it and whatnot. So where did the car get stolen from?
Before we get to your guest, Stephanie, Scott, what do you think?
I'm thinking, like, the mall. You know where they have the nice new cars in the middle and they're like, you could check them out, look through the window? I think he took the car from them.
Mm.
I don't know how he got it out, but he did.
It was, like, gone in 60 seconds. He just whoopee.
Busted through the door.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what do you think?
I'm going to think Genius took it from that same car lot.
Okay.
Oh, from the same car. That's a good guess. I'm going to say, you know, one of those like car ramps when you see on the highway where they're like transporting
cars.
Oh,
yeah, those big car vehicle movers.
Right, like pretty much a Fast and the Furious just whoop, took it off the ramp, drove it, and like, let's trade it in.
Woo, well, I like all your guesses, and one of them is right.
Oh, come on, the mall.
No, it's Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
He took it from the same dang car lot.
Man.
Dang.
Stole it a few days prior, then tried to bring it back and resell it to them. Like, sir?
Like, do you not think that we're basically driving computers now, that they're not going to be able, the VIN number, of that?
I just feel like the education system in America is failing us.
Obviously. Obviously.
Pay teachers more.
Sir.
Oh, gosh. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to get you some Miguel and Holly swag, okay?
All right, thanks.